You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a hotel where progress has gone the way of the dinosaur, a fish market you better keep your eyes on because it's got its eye on you, a lemon party you do not want to attend, and two idiots candy crush their road rage.
All that and more on episode 128 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Guest.
Mr. Rob Guest.
It is I. Happy Labor Day.
I didn't know you could tell I was in labor, but okay.
Well, you know. You're not as showing as much, though, lately.
Yeah, you're showing.
I know, I'm showing. So, yeah, here we are. We're Labor Day Monday in Canada, and we are excited because just after we're done recording this afternoon, we're having our fantasy football draft.
That's right.
I know everybody's sick of it. Oh, yeah, the people that aren't into it, yes, but it's a thing on our show, and we're going to mention it for like 2 minutes an episode now.
And it's fantasy American-style football.
Yes.
Not football.
Yeah, not football or not Canadian football where it's like, what's a Saskatchewan Rough Rider? How many rouges is that guy? How many rouges did that guy get this year? No. Hey, I love the Canadian game. I ref the Canadian game. I'm a football referee up here, but this is American NFL football, and we have a huge cup, and it's a big thing, and we're just looking.
That was cup as in trophy. I don't know what else you've heard, but
not like last week when you thought I said something else. So we got that going on this afternoon, so we're pretty excited. Hopefully, we can get all the guys on a nice big Zoom conference call and all rib each other and make fun of each other, and the hijinks ensue. So
yeah. I end up by always picking one guy where everybody goes, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
You know?
The Hail Mary.
Last year was Bosa. Everybody's like, what?
Yeah. See what the thing is in our league, my father was an original member. Unfortunately, my father passed away almost 5 years ago now. And so now our cup is named after him. It's kind of like, the memorial thing. But anyway, he was... In the beginning, when the computer used to draft your team for you, that's how we did it. This is our 15th year. And then he did okay because basically the computer would give him his team. He would ask the computer, who's the best guys to play this week? And then it was basically a crapshoot. But now, of course, we draft our own teams. You're responsible for a whole bunch of other crap. So it's a little bit more difficult. But since we've changed it that over, when he was still in the league, he was pretty horrible.
Yeah, see, I mean, I'm not as bad. I'm going to draft a guy if I can. I want to get that guy from the New York Giants. What's his name? David Beckham? That guy?
Odell Beckham? Yes. David Beckham.
Odell, right. Yeah,
But
I was kidding, of course, because I think you have him, don't you?
I do have him. But the whole point is my dad used to make a ridiculous pick. Oh, I'm just going to take a shot in the dark. And you could literally hand him last year's fantasy magazine and he'd look at it like the Bible. So it's kind of like an old tip of the hat to him, and it's an old joke that sometimes you burn a pick by grabbing somebody that just makes you laugh, because that's how he did it, honestly. So
I do it every year. I always grab somebody and people are like, who's he drafting? You know that guy's injured, right? It's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
You know that guy's in jail for double homicide, right?
That's happened a couple times.
It has happened
just
a couple.
Going like, well, enjoy that guy. He's out for 10 weeks.
Well, also, too, in order, because it's all a family league and us, and in order for fair play, we have a soft rule saying no tanking. Because not fair if you try again. If we play each other in week one and then I don't try against somebody you're battling for a playoff spot later, it's not gentlemanly.
Yeah, and tanking, of course, it means
it's bad form.
You're trying to lose.
Exactly.
So that, So that the worse you do at the end of the season, the higher your position next year to draft players.
Exactly. It's like it's tanking. Most sports teams do it because they get a higher draft pick in real life. But people, so in order to, we just have to, you have to, if you have a bye spot or you can't empty your roster, you have to play somebody. But some people in the past have bypassed this soft rule of ours by picking up guys that are on the IR or injured or literally in prison or have committed suicide the week before but are still available. You know what I mean? Like, so there's workarounds.
Boy, I hope he comes off injured reserve soon.
He's dead.
He's dead, right?
And not that that's, we're not making light of somebody committing suicide. The thing is, if you're playing fantasy football and you start a person who is literally dead in real life, it's a little fucked. I mean,
yeah, and chances are
it's bad for
that week, right? You might not win that week.
You might not win that. No, so bad. But anyway,
unless you're playing the Raiders, then you never know.
You're gonna have a whole season up until Christmas about this, what's going on, and
yeah. So we're gonna take care of that later, and I'm gonna go for. You know, we have five players that we can carry over. So when we say we're going to do the draft, but he already has Odell Beckham, we're allowed to carry five players from last year. So we all have the guys that.
Out of the 25 players we need, we have five from last year. So that way you almost have a core. You can keep going. But anyway, that's, again, you're going to hear about this till Christmas, but we can't help it. We're excited. This is a brand new start. This is the fall. You mean? So we're getting excited about it. A couple things this week. I went to the store. I was picking up. I was at Staples. That's our local office supply store up here in Canada, and buying school supplies.
Owned by Office Max in the U.S. now, but go on.
So for our U.S. listeners, Office Max, and I'm in line. And as you know, I have a 15-year-old, and I have a 1-year-old. Yes, I did space out my children, but you mean I'm not a smart man, but. I've proven that on the show time and time again. So,
and this is a public service announcement to cover your willy.
Yeah, no, I tried for the second one. It's not.
Oh, okay, right, yes.
Anyway,
not
that that's anybody's business, but so there I am in line. I'm there with my wife and my 15-year-old and my 1-year-old. And the 1-year-old's in the cart, like, you know, that little kid's seat they have in like a shopping cart. And we're in this Staples office supply store. And the cashier goes, "Oh, is that your granddaughter?" And I said, "Excuse me?" Now, okay, granted, I'm like a couple months shy of 45. You know what I mean? I'm falling
to the
challenge.
Yeah, but you don't look fucking, you know, like you're an old man.
I do have friends that are grandparents because they've had kids at 20, and then their kids' kids have had kids at 20. So, like, yes, it's mathematically, of course, it's possible.
Yes. Yeah, I know, but.
But I think. See, Downey, like, it's more of a, that's more of a redneck thing. Not to put anything, it's just, when you have if you have a 15-year-old kid, if you have a 15-year-old kid with a 1-year-old, it's like, oh, that must be a high school pregnancy. Hey, no.
I'm about to get outraged here, but I need to know what exactly I'm getting angry about. Are you calling me old or are you calling my daughter a whore?
Yeah, exactly.
I need to know which one to punch you in the face properly.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to choose whether front hand or back hand.
Yeah. I need to know whether I have to stick a finger in your butt at the end just in for proper measure.
Yes.
So,
whatever that. So, and then I'm like, normally those of you who know me, not that I'm like, hey, I'm a young looking guy. No, I've always looked way younger. Normally people peg me for mid-30s, you mean, just because
I heard you like getting pegged.
Giggity. So, but you mean it's just one of those things, like, when I turned 19, I didn't stop getting carded till I was 29. You know, it's just one of those. I have a little baby face. So anyway, so when I got pegged as a grandfather, I'm like, wait, what? Like, it wasn't the fact I was insulted. I was just shocked. I'm like, holy shit. Like, anyway, it was just one of those things. It's, yeah, well, I guess we're at that age, right?
Well, no, we're not even close to the grandpa age. But how young was the cashier?
Probably older than I was. Or you know what? Yeah, you know what? She was older than I was, if I had to guess.
Usually it's like you get like...
I would guess she's probably 45, but I'd guess she was 60. Yeah, if we're making people grandmothers and grandfathers.
No, this is my daughter. But it's so nice that they let you work here past your retirement age.
Yes, exactly. I should ask for my senior citizen get discount.
Yeah, so go buy your coffin, old lady.
Yeah, anyway, but there we go. That happened. That's a thing now. That's a thing. That's a new thing for me. So
Wow. Are you calling my daughter a whore? No, 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 no. Oh, are you calling me old? Like that's even worse.
That's worse. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just gonna hand you a shovel. You're gonna try to dig yourself out of this, and unfortunately, I already paid for my goods. So, and anyway.
Yeah.
So there we go. Anything with you this week? Anything?
Just sticking to what I'm doing and making some progress.
Nice.
And, I ended up by doing a bunch of stuff. You know, where I live now, I'm kind of landlocked. There's not a lot of bodies of water to go swimming.
No, there isn't.
There's 250,000 lakes in Ontario or whatever it is.
And you're not close to one of them.
Not close to one of them. Lake Ontario is close, but who wants to go swimming in Lake Ontario?
No, you might end up in the States.
Yeah, or worse, end up, this is a nice refreshing bath of E. coli.
Yes, exactly.
So let's not do that. So I drove around and went up north a little bit. It's funny. I can drive from here to the next town north of us, which is Orangeville.
Like yep.
The next bigger town. It takes about, 25, 30 minutes to get there. But yep. Between here and there, the temperature drops almost 4 degrees between the two towns.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because there's such rolling hills that when you get into like just one of the – in the crevices.
In the crevices,
when you go all the way down one of the hills and you're between the two and it's all forests and stuff, right. It literally drops 4 degrees Celsius. Like that's a huge difference.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, you're dying in a city at 30 degrees here, and then you're like – and it feels like 35. And then you get out there and you're like, oh, this is nice, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it is nice. Actually, you're probably like Orangeville is kind of close for me too, because that's kind of if you imagine Orangeville being the top of a triangle, and then where you are being one of the bottom corners, and where I am one of the bottom corners. Like it's like one of those. It's just the way it.
Yeah,
it goes.
But I'm on the flat side. You're on the top side.
You're on the flat side. Sure.
But yeah. Like now we know we found a place when we were finally leaving. We couldn't find we found a couple of places that were like. Whatever you call them, the parks that the government there was a couple of them. Oh no, you can't go swimming here and you can't go swimming there. Well, finally we found a place that we can go, so hopefully tomorrow or sometime during the week we're just gonna go jump in there. I grew up on a lake. I grew up swimming, and it's been the hardest thing living in a place where I can't just jump in my vehicle, drive 20 minutes, and then jump in a lake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is it's different for us down here because we are both from originally up north, as you may have heard before. So, okay, here we go. So swimming, all sorts of good stuff. Again, your folks, they moved like a few minutes away from my house.
Yeah. I was on the phone with them yesterday, and they're enjoying it. They're close to their family whenever they want to do stuff, And so Octoberfest and Thanksgiving's coming up, so we'll partake in a little bit of that.
Right.
Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving, it's a month before the U.S. one, so it falls in line with Octoberfest.
Right, of course.
And there's a good reason why our Thanksgiving is a month earlier.
Exactly. We went over this last year and the year before. Exactly.
Do you want to go? It's strictly because they didn't want it associated with the U.S. version. They wanted ours to be distinct from the American version, so they made it a month early. And also, the crops are earlier and the harvest and all that
because we're so cold. Yes, yes,
yes.
Yeah, we have to pull shit out of the ground a little sooner before the guys in the States because
yeah. But so what they did was they said, well, we don't want the two to kind of get lost together, like for ours to get lost in theirs. So they're like, we'll make ours earlier, which is cool because we get to have two Thanksgiving.
And that's why our Christmas is on April 3rd. No, I'm fucking with you. No, we.
You say wait, what? But the Orthodox Christians are. It's
well, we get the same thing. We get people saying, "Oh, is that why your Canada Day is on July 1st and Independence Day for the States is July 4th?" It's like, no, that's just coincidence. Like our Confederation was signed on July 1st, and yours was signed on the 4th, or ratified on the 4th. Whatever. I know it. There's a whole thing, but anyway.
Yeah.
It's coincidence. It's no, it's not. It's not because we wanted to combine our long weekends. It's just, it is what it is.
But it works so well because when the first falls on a Friday and the fourth falls on a Monday and you book your work properly, you book time off.
Yeah.
You can party here across the border and then it's just a good time.
It is a good time. It is a good time. So other stuff that's happening.
We are friends, America.
We are friends despite I know weed is going to be legal here across.
No, despite what the Orange Aid keeps saying, we're friends.
So. We are friends. Yeah, we Orange 45. We know does not speak for us all.
That sounds like a horrible malt beer.
Orange 45.
No, you want something that'll take credit for everything, but it's the best there is. There's nothing better. It's the greatest thing.
Yes. Yeah. Orange 45.
Orange 45.
Anyway, you know what? We should get to the show proper. Yeah. Do you have any headlines for our good listeners?
I do. I should probably read some of these.
Sure.
All right. So you know how some stores will go out of their way to kind of make their products look a little better when they're a little, you know, they're not looking as fresh?
Yes, yeah.
You should maybe try something like this. Store caught sticking googly eyes on fish to make them look fresh.
Like the little googly eyes you buy for, like, my kid uses at daycare. Like,
yeah, like arts and crafts googly
eyes.
Yeah. And then you have a fish market where the eyes start to get hazy when the fish isn't as fresh. Well, they decided, oh, here's an easy workaround. Let's stick some googly eyes. It's like your fish. I'm not sure about your fish there. They look a little weird. They look a little. Is that a clownfish? I don't know what this is.
I don't. It's It looks a little high, actually. I don't know. The pupils are pretty dilated.
It's got an eye like a dead carp.
So was this a joke, or is this like they...
No, it says this is in Kuwait. They reported that they shut it down after discovers that the owners were sticking googly eyes on the fish in an attempt to make them appear fresher.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
They sent an image and they uploaded it to Twitter, and the authorities showed up and went, and their best... authoritative voice said, "Shut this shit down, you morons."
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's a, you mean that's, I don't know how you would like, is that the equivalent to lipstick on a pig? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Is that like repainting a cereal box to freshen up, or like
you just kind of like, well, what else? What do you think? What else would they like add to something else to make it look fresh?
Maybe, I don't know, like once the meat starts turning a little brown, you redden it up a little, put a little rouge on it. Like
just a bunch of lipstick.
You know what I mean? Or they put one of those things you get when you open up a Hallmark card that moos at you. You mean? And they just put it in the packs. Moo. Oh, this is fresh.
Well, this is dry aged. I don't think that's what dry age is supposed to look like. You don't know.
Well, first, shame on these people, and how could they? Like, this is horrible. Like, don't. Like, I'm hoping it's a joke because it just.
No, it's true. It's actually happened, and so. So when you buy your fish, just look for the telltale signs of. May not be fresh.
Look, yeah,
for
maybe smell. look for a childhood crafts.
Maybe look for feel. And if you have a chance, check for googly eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. All right. All right. Okay.
Next Mr. Potato Head. Head's upset because he's like, now everybody's telling him he's not fresh.
Yeah, but meanwhile, Mr. Potato Head isn't fresh. You mean he's not.
He's got some attachments we don't want to play with, kids.
No, he does. All right. Next headline.
Okay. Candy crash, truck full of sweets, overturns in highway road rage incident.
Fantastic. Tell me more.
Okay. Well, this brings a new meaning to, okay, snaccident.
Snaccident.
Dash cam footage released on Wednesday has captured the moment a truck carrying candy overturned on the in New Jersey after an apparent road rage incident earlier this month. The footage was released by the police station. It shows a truck flipping on its side after the driver of an SUV merged in front of the vehicle in an attempt to slow it down.
Nice.
So these two guys were getting into it. So he decided to get himself in front of a vehicle. Now, if you know anything about big trucks, right, unless you're a moron, you do not pull directly in front of a transport truck or anything like that. They need time to slow down and stop.
They do, yes.
Right? So this guy decided to cut in front of him. So the other guy decided to turn his wheel to avoid him and ended up by flipping and throwing the candy everywhere.
Nice.
Yeah, he said no other vehicles struck the tractor trailer, which could have resulted in major accidents, but the driver of the truck was issued a summons for careless driving, failure to maintain a signal. And while driving the SUV, the driver of the SUV was issued a summons for reckless driving, failure to maintain lanes, failure to signal, and delaying traffic. So basically the cops went to town on these two morons.
Yes, yes.
You know, I'm sure one guy was like not trying to start an incident.
Right, right.
You know, because this is Jersey.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And, you know, but the thing, okay, so, so he cut off the truck.
Yeah.
And the truck causing the truck to jackknife, hit the brakes and jackknife, and then now candy is everywhere.
Well, I think the way they said it was that he had turned the wheel so fast.
Of course,
that,
yeah.
yeah, that it just didn't even get to jackknifing, I think, and it literally just turned and flipped.
Okay, well, yeah, like obviously because the driver's thinking, yes, he's going to lose his load, giggity, but he'd rather do that than kill somebody, which is smart defensive driving.
Yeah, well, you're driving your company's truck. And as much as you want to smash into the guy in front of you, you don't want to do it. You're driving a company truck,
right?
Right. You could lose your job over it. We don't know how these.
Of course not. Yeah. Like and it doesn't. When you're in an accident situation, doesn't matter if you're in a company truck or your own truck or a bicycle. You immediately self-preservation and preservation of the people in front of you. It becomes paramount, regardless of what's going on. Yeah. Anyway. Like it's just the way we are. It just happens. So,
what kind of candies do you think would be in there in that truck?
And,
that would be appropriate for this.
What kind of what
payday?
Kind
of, no, I don't think it was payday.
No, Snickers. No.
Here, have a Snickers. You're not yourself when you road rage.
Yeah. Oh, boo. Yeah, I like the stupid commercials, Mr. Bean. There.
Exactly.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
It's King Kong flipping over the truck.
Yeah.
Here, have a Snickers, Kong. You're not yourself when you road rage.
So, obviously, the candy's spoiled. It's going to end up in your local dollar store.
Yeah, there's these weird rules when it comes to candy, not candy, but anything in a transport truck that gets turned over. If you're in a tractor trailer and the vehicle gets turned over,
mm-hmm.
load is a write-off and they cannot sell it anymore.
Yeah, of course not.
Right?
Yeah.
And so they end up by throwing it away, or sometimes you have cops who dip into it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the transport people are like, oh, they're going to have a couple bucks, it's home. But,
well,
but the retailer themselves cannot sell the product
of
anymore.
Of course not.
And yeah. that goes for anything they haul. So it's so weird that.
Well, no, because there's just shards of glass or even gasoline or oils.
Antifreeze bottles, yeah. You know, like anything food related,
yep.
Anything water related. Like it's so weird.
Yep.
But
it's done.
That's the case. Yeah. We had lots of friends who are truck drivers and they're like, yep. Well, that load is a loss, man. It all depends. Like if it's a material that they use to build stuff with, like metal or.
Yeah, of course.
Recovered, of course, but but anything you're selling to the public that's consumables,
no, nope.
Yeah, usually no, nope. And that's nope. Not why cans are dented when you buy them at the
no, yeah, they were dented by the stock boy because he's high,
yeah.
Like, come on, people, let's grow up.
I'm sure I could bust this with my head.
Awesome. Okay, well, do you have another headline for us?
Yeah, let these dinosaurs check you in at Japan's weird hotel.
Nice, go on.
Okay, Jurassic Park fans, this one's for you. A Japanese hotel is offering guests one of the strangest check-in experiences possible. A reception desk manned by robot dinosaurs. Well,
nice.
That's it. They've taken over.
Yeah, yeah. Life finds a way.
Yeah. Who's going to make these? Cyberdyne, right?
Okay, so are these people in those? Because I know lately, last few years, you know, those T-Rex costumes are like inflatable.
Yeah, no, these are actual like animatronic, right?
Right.
Whether it's Japanese, English, Chinese, or Korean, the pair of dinosaurs are more than happy to assist customers arriving at the hotel in East Tokyo through the use of a tablet system.
Right.
The hotel belongs to the Hen space Na,
right.
Which means weird chain, which claims to offer the world's first hotel staffed by robots.
Oh, nice.
The robots detect guests' motions on approach and bellow out, welcome, and gesture with their long arms.
Right.
Yeah, if these are T-Rexes, then they don't have long
arms. No, they don't, yeah.
Yeah, unless it's not the dinosaur ones.
And
you know, because they said it's robots, it's not just but the reception desk has the dinosaurs anyways. However, the icing on the cake are the tiny bellboy hats perched on top of their heads.
Right.
Despite the novelty situation, the hotel's manager said that some customers find the customers slightly unnerving. We've not figured out what exactly the guests want to the guests want to be served by people when it's okay to be served by robots. Terminator. That's why people don't want to be served by robots.
Yeah, exactly. We've
humans.
All, yes,
have you ever seen Skynet. The British TV series Humans?
Yes.
You know, yeah, there's the no, thank you.
No, and it's okay. So, well, like it's okay. So you have to, I get it's kind of cool having like, but wouldn't it be better served having these as an attraction rather than like hospitality?
Right. Have you ever seen the guy who gets in the dinosaur outfit, not the inflatable ones, but the one where it's like a life motion one where he's actually walking in the thing?
Right.
And they project the sound. There's a lot of videos on YouTube right now of that prank where this dinosaur jumps out from behind and it's actually a guy in the suit, but it looks real.
Yeah.
Roars, and then the people being chased just run out and like they run over their loved ones. They literally sacrifice their wives.
Like, and also, do you know why a T-Rex can't clap?
Tiny hands, man. Tiny arms.
No, because they're extinct. Sorry, that's my dad joke. I'm a dad.
Boo!
Boo. Yes, I will allow that boo. Okay, so this is a cool idea. I get it. Again, dinosaurs are having another... You mean, you know, a kick at the can, as you would, or breathing life right? in the dinosaurs. And we were witness to this in the early 90s when Jurassic Park first came out. There was a whole new dinosaur craze, and that faded. Now we're having another one.
Toronto Raptors, right?
Exactly. Because the Jurassic Park movies, dinosaurs were a huge thing. So we ended up with a basketball team named the Raptors. And as a nickname, we call them Dinos. You know, the Raps, the Dinos. You know.
The Dinos, I've never heard of.
You've never heard the Dinos? No. Yeah, it's a slang for the Raptors. I guess you're not hip to that jive. But
I'm not down with the...
You don't get jiggy with it or...
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da. Get jiggy with it.
All right. So cool idea. I think a little misappropriated. I think it'd be better served being more of an attraction or being like maybe something on the entertainment side, theater type
imagine
thing.
Imagine going into a hotel and like the xenomorph from Aliens decides to serve you.
Right.
Right? It's like the creature from Aliens is like, no.
No.
No, I'm going to have fucking nightmares now.
No. Or even our Toronto Raptors logo, the raptor is clawing a basketball. Well, we just know that's not feasible. They'd puncture the ball. Anyway.
Rob.
Yeah.
They're extinct.
Oh, right. Thank you. Yes. All right. Do you have any other headlines we can...
Yeah. We'll get this last one here.
Okay.
Striking a sour note. California man arrested with 800 pounds of stolen lemons, cops say.
Nice. So you mean when life gives you lemons, you make a
get
fuck
arrested.
Ton of, yeah, get arrested right. and make a fuck ton of lemonade.
California man was caught Friday with an unusual haul, 800 pounds of stolen lemons. People will steal anything for a buck.
Clearly a buck. Yes.
So this guy from Los Angeles was taken into custody for theft of agricultural product.
Right.
The Riverside County Sheriff's Department stated that in a news release, the lemons were spotted during a traffic stop in Thermal, which is southwest of Palm Springs.
Right.
Deputies said they found 800 pounds of the freshly picked lemons in the vehicle. 800 pounds in a vehicle. That's a lot of weight, man.
It is.
Like I have to see if it was a truck or something, but even then, that's a lot of weight. And they had been swiped from a nearby farm. So he was arrested, and authorities have been investigating recent agricultural thefts from local farms in the cities of Thermal, Mecca, and Oasis. So, you know, the cops were on the prowl. Look, I got to tell you one thing, right? Even though I'm sure these people are happy to get their lemons back,
right?
Whatever happens, do not look up Lemon Party on the internet.
No.
Don't. Do not. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Everybody's right now is going, let's look at lemon. Don't do it.
Don't back away from the computer.
Oh my God. You will not. You will be like, why the hell the Roman man? I have to tell you now, stop typing. I still see your type. Stop typing. Right? I can still see you're doing it. You're on your own. Yeah. The three people who just looked it up, fuck you. You're on your own.
Yeah. We're not responsible.
Yeah. All the wrinkles and everything you're going to see, please enjoy.
Yes, exactly. Jeez. Okay, so why would someone steal lemon? Like, or was it just like, oh, I'm going to steal this truck and like, oh, shit, it's
full of lemons? No. It was literally like, I'm going to steal agricultural products and then sell them.
Okay, maybe I thought it was a guy who was working for like, you know, the kingpin boss man, where he's like, okay, I want you and go and steal that Apple computer's, you know, transport. And he's thinking, oh, I'll steal that Apple transport. Hey, I couldn't find the Apple one, so I got you lemons instead.
It's the same thing, right?
It's a thing. So he's buying lemons for resale.
Like, he's not. Well, I mean, there's not too many dishes. I don't think he's making a lot of lemon curd. All right.
Well, so. I know. Okay. Well, also too, like, what do you like? Who's buying lemons out of the back of a truck? Like, he's going to put up a little stand on the side of the road.
You like, can tell, like, you can go to places that actually buy a lot of lemons to make products, like to make pies or whatever.
Yeah, but they have to be like, this is the first world.
You gotta remember, as shady as people are to steal these, there are people who are shady enough to buy them off the back of a truck to save themselves a lot of, a lot of money, a lot of taxes, and they're like, "Well, I don't have to pay. You know, I'll pay a penny per dollar."
Yeah.
You know, and then not have to worry about inspection on that and just bring them in. It'll save me a day's pay, you know.
Yeah. So,
like, we know people who make food are not always the
they don't
follow the rules.
No, so. They're not always above board. You've convinced me. But obviously you're not making a ton of money.
This guy obviously is probably not that connected. He's probably selling them on the side of the road like a moron.
Right, yeah. I would say so, yeah, for sure.
Or it's California, so he's selling them to Mexicans,
right?
Who sell them on the side of the road.
Well,
because in Florida and a few other places, you're used to seeing, Mexicans who don't have papers, whatever.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and they're trying to make a legitimate living, and that's what I mean.
They're selling oranges on the side of the road, while the people are stopped in traffic. So lemons are no different. You know what I mean? You got a bag of lemons. You're like, oh, hey, I can make those pies I wanted to make or whatever.
Well, up where we're from, they have blueberry festivals. Everybody picks blueberries for some fucking reason, even though it's like the most laborious thing you could possibly do.
Yeah.
And it's just a side note.
Why they picked it? Because the fucking blueberries are awesome.
Yeah, but they're not that. It's not fucking cocaine or chunks of fucking hash hanging off a tree. It's blueberries, and it takes you a half an hour to get like a margarine container full, and you know what I mean. It's even your calorie.
Not anymore, dude. Not anymore, dude. They came up with a new tool.
Oh, really? What's this new tool?
Yeah. So you know what? Those rakes to rake leaves with.
Yes.
Okay. Just picture those teeth really close together and shorter,
like a comb.
A comb,
yes,
and with a square bucket behind it, and all you do is literally you pass it through. It doesn't rip the leaves off as much.
Does it squish the blueberries?
It does not, and it's used by people who do it professionally, and you can fill up a massive container pretty fast now.
Still, not good. Like
no. We grew up with blueberries. It's it was because of where we grew up. They had there was a mine there, had a lot of sulfur. Blueberries have to grow where there's a lot of acidic soil.
Yeah.
Well, it killed most of the soil, made it very acidic, and all of a sudden we have the largest blueberry, area that you can pick from outside of Quebec.
Yeah, exactly.
Just literally because we did that to the soil.
Yes.
So there was one benefit.
Yeah. But even that's what I'm saying. Like even like, the rule, calories in, calories out. If you should eat as much as you burn in order to pick a handful of blueberries, you're going to burn about 5 handfuls of blueberries. And, you know, I mean, like there's no like it's a great way to lose weight, I guess.
My grandmother used to go with a 4-liter ice cream bucket. This is a giant plastic tub.
Right.
And she would leave and she would come back half a day later and it was full.
Yeah, half a day.
Yeah. Half a day. It would take a while. There was no tools. Right? It was just your hands. You're just literally sticking it in those small bushes and ripping up your hands. And she did it. She'd always do it.
Well, hats off to grandma. I'm just
That's right.
Not worth my time. That's for sure. Me and again, maybe it's because I was spoiled with blueberries.
Yeah, but you remember now it's all antioxidants, and so these are very good for you as long as you don't add any sugar.
Exactly, and these ones here are ones stolen lemons. Obviously, there's a good chance your buddy hasn't peed on them, which is a risk you do take when you're picking blueberries.
Besides making a pie or whatever, how much fucking lemonade do you need? I mean,
how many
800 pounds? Well, how much lemonade do you need? If you're making, you're gonna put real lemons in your lemonade, but 800 pounds, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Well,
or he's going to sell it to one of those roadside stands that looks like a lemon.
Right. Maybe.
That's the small business guy who's going to profit from this.
That's the guy. Yeah. Anyway, well, good luck to him. And well, obviously now he's not selling anything because he's caught. So this is a moot point anyway. And how do we get on this? So, all right. Well, I'm going to take care of a little bit of housekeeping. If you want to find us on the Twitters, you can find Roman Podcast or at Roman Podcast on Twitter. You can find Roman Podcast on Instagram as well. If you want to find myself on Twitter, I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. And you can find Roman, he is Roman Citizens absolutely everywhere. That's Twitter, that's Snapchat, that's Grindr, that's Tinder, that's
some of those on
Instagram. Yeah, I know you're not on Snapchat as much as you used to be.
Keep saying that, but I'm on Snapchat.
Okay, well, either way, I don't know. What do I know? You know what I have started? I actually made up a little graphic. And if, you know, just for our show page on Instagram. And you know right. My big beef about people following and then immediately unfollowing just to hope to boost up their follower ratio.
Yeah, so did you already post this one?
No, I didn't post it. I actually sent anybody that follows us. And then, of course, will happily follow you back. And then when they immediately drop us, hoping we won't notice, so that way their follower ratio looks more impressive. I just sent them a little graphic. It's our smiling cartoon faces. And it says, hey, thanks for this follow and then unfollow. Good luck inflating your followers ratio. So, you know, you basically it's kind of a middle finger without really giving one.
Okay, yeah, you're a little too bitter there.
I am bitter because it pisses me off. Anyway, but please, by all means, follow us on Instagram, and we'll happily follow you back. But if you're just going to drop us just to get your – if you're dropping us because you hate us, that's fine. I can take that. I got big shoulders. Yeah,
well, especially Rob. He's a fucking asshole.
Apparently, I'm an asshole. Yeah, but if you're just doing it to get, oh, look how important I am. No, you're not. You're not. I had one idiot follow us, and then she was a life coach. But then trying to get her numbers up, but her numbers were still pathetic, and it was just sad. It was so sad watching even her. I have to get myself together because I got to go do this today, and all the stories were just fucking. Shut up, fucking. We all have life. Like anyway, I don't mean to rant, but you know. Anyway, on the other good news, you can find us on our webpage as well, RomanPodcast.com, if you really want to stick with us.
The views expressed by Rob are no way reflect the opinions of the Roman Podcast. He's just
or the networks you're on, the Dan Jabot Network, the EMC Podcast Network, Podcast Network, and of course...
Right now, Randy's like, shut up, Rob.
Just shut up. Or of course, we are now, well, as of... today, we're still endorsed by Emotionally 14, maybe not after this recording, but go to emotionally14.com. That's 14, the numerical 14, not the written out. So it's emotionally14.com and check out all the good stuff they have there. You will not be disappointed. And of course, our Tasty Nude campaign. If you want to have you can even be giving me the finger in a Tasty Nude. That's fine. I'll take it. Send it to romanpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to myself. That's the same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com. And last but not least, do not forget about our review reach around. If you'd like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and a review.
That's a 5-star tiny arms reach around.
Tiny arm reach around. So until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.